Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good afternoon and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abbey Roberts. It's Friday the 8th of March, 2022. It's about 18 minutes past 2 on, on this afternoon. And I'm doing it early today because I've got things to do out and about. So I've got to leave in about sort of half an hour or whatever. So it's all been a bit woohoo today. Wow. So my TNT show this morning, I had Joey Barton on, the ex-footballer and manager. He's played in at the highest level in footy. He's had an illustrious career. He said, described it as notorious football career, and very interesting. It was a bit weird because he came in a bit late to the studio. It wasn't his fault. He was there, but I just don't think the tech was quite ready and for him to come in. I don't really fucking understand. Also, I sent a clip last night and then the clip, couldn't find the clip. But, you know, these things happen. You know, worse things happen, as we know, in life. But, in fact, the clip was there later on, so I was able to play the clip, which was Harry Enfield and Paul Whitehouse, the Far Show, doing the football manager thing. The football manager's really good. You know when they go, "Where's the bloke, love? Where's the bloke? Where's the bloke? Where's the bloke?" They're talking to a woman, female football pundit. So it was a very interesting, wide-ranging convo. We didn't really get into de COVID and that kind of stuff. But we covered a lot of ground. I mean, considering, you know, there are three breaks, and we started a little bit late because I was having to fill pretty much up until about 16 minutes past, 17 minutes. Yeah, so it was quite a lot of me waffling. But then Joey came in and he's proper, like, you know, proper Scouse. And I know Mary Lesbiel will be listening going, "That's not Scouse." And the thing is, I'm out of practice, you know, with me Scouse accent. I'm out of practice, you know. I'm out of practice. I've actually just... But I did, I did ask Joey to say a Scouse phrase, and then I had to repeat it in my best Scouse accent. But next time he's on, we'll do a bit more Scouse lessons. But it was a very enjoyable. I mean, you know, it was enjoyable. Like I said, far-reaching, far-ranging, free speech chat. Some of the stuff he said, people may not have liked about women footballers and lesbians, but. I mean, fucking hell. It's just it's so refreshing because you're not sitting there going, "Oh God, it's the same old shit being peddled." He's quite controversial that he would, I think, admit himself. You know, he's definitely no angel. He's been involved in various scraps over the years. I didn't bring any of that up. It's mainly because, you know, something genuinely, if there was two hours of just me and a person sitting and talking, you can really get into that stuff a bit deeper, a bit more personal, a bit. But that really does require a kind of Delling pod. That would require me to do a different show. Watch this space where I really get down into what makes people tick, maybe their music choices, maybe their, you know, whatever. So a lot's been happening this week. And of course, we've had the Johnny and I with our Truth, Goodness and Beauty project as well, which will happen. It's just a case of us getting our heads together with, and I know wonderful Natalie Trauma into Truth wants to get involved as well. And we'll be discussing some of that at Kegworth because we'll all be there. We'll be there, you see, all of us together. So ideal opportunity. Anyway, good grief. It was actually a very laid back show. I mean, I was sort of looking at him thinking, fucking hell. And it was really lovely. You know, he sent me a lovely message. I mean, not that I've got to be honest, I'm not that, I don't get starstruck anymore. I genuinely, and I said to him, you know, I know fuck all about football. said, I'm more interested in the free speech stuff. But it was, you know, Siv rang in. Siv's a Queen Park Rangers fan and did talk the hind legs of a fucking donkey. I was like, bloody hell, Siv. Let me get a fucking, let Joey get a word in edgeways. But it was, you know, must have been lovely for Siv because he's a, you know, QPR fan and Joey played for Queen's Park Rangers and Newcastle United. And Burnley, Man City, started at Man City. So Joey sent me a message. I said, thanks for your time today, Joey. You were brilliant. It was a great mix of serious and funny. Have a fab weekend with the family or on the golf course. And Joey put back, thanks, Abby. Great to meet you. Sorry to hear you lost your husband. Look forward to meeting you in person. Really enjoyed talking. Keep up the good fight. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. I'm off down the driving range now for a bit of practice with a laughy emoji, a sideways one, a thumbs up and a red heart. Keep in touch. Anything you need, always happy to help with a, what do you call it? You know, one of those strong arm emoji things. So that's rather nice, isn't it? So any trouble? He's just retweeted my clip of him. And he's entitled it Protect Men's Spaces. Fucking hell. Yeah, because he's talking about basically that most of the female footballers, women footballers, are lesbians. But I love the way he went, you know, they're lesbians. Lesbians. And it's just something I love the Scouse accent when it says certain words. Lesbians. Yeah, so just look out for that clip. I clipped it. I had enough time just to do a little bit of a... I mean, I'll do more clips of our chat probably over the weekend. And I didn't do any of Tom's day yesterday, so I'll do some of that. Yeah, so watch out for that. You know, there'll be more clips on Twitter and Insta. And it's just today is a bit of a... I've got quite a lot going on today. Being Friday and trying to squeeze lots of things in. So I'm glad you enjoyed all that. Now, there may be a bit of a change. Well, there definitely will be a bit of a change to my time slot. I'm telling you now so people don't go, what the fuck's happened? So I believe starting next week, I am going to be in the afternoon, either 4 till 6 or 5 till 7. So that's the drive time. Which actually makes sense because of the kind of content, the kind of stuff that I talk about, and you know, a little bit maybe on the sometimes the adult side of things, but it means I'll be talking to more Americans, and obviously that's quite good leading up to the elections. It also means I can get people who are not morning people. Looking at you, James Dreyfuss. And I'm really not a morning person either, as you probably gathered when you see me. Even though I'm going to miss kind of that thing of, you know, because in the morning, in the summer, in the spring, it's like, oh, lovely. Just on my way to work and it's all light and, you know, whatever. But I'll find other ways to get out and about, you know, and do my thing. So without further ado, God, before I forget, yes, this is your comments. So let me get to it. Oh, blimey. Right. Joey is so, he's fucking naughty. He's a fucking scally. Right. Sorry, Mary. I know you're listening going, bloody hell, Abs. Stop the scouse. I want to get off. Right. So the first one is, g'day, Cobbers. That's Monday this week. TNT, Tim Scott, Hayden Appleby and Harwood Memories. Here we go. So first up, Johnny Woodrow. Come on down, John. Don't you know the answer to that? Brilliant description of the permanent look on Douglas Murray's face. And it's so true, isn't it? Where the way he goes, don't you know the answer to that? It's very patronising and Oxbridge. Right, Marie-Les Burel. Scotty is indeed Scouser. I did used to think Douglas Murray was very clever. That was before the shit show. Never mind my mistake. No, Mary, you're not alone in that at all. I very much admired him and Roger Scruton. And you used to think that Douglas Murray was a those were the days. You used to think he would be morally sort of upright. Oh well. Jan Newell, I couldn't get my head around Tim Scott being a Conservative member and having a foot in the Reform camp and also an interest in UKIP. Trump really is the only answer for America. He will seal the southern border, stop all the woke shit and make America prosperous again as it was during his previous presidency. Trump is the only one with the will to stop the war between Ukraine and Russia. Jason Miller, back as Trump's senior advisor, is excellent news. Jason Miller speaks highly of you, Abby, and he told me he loves Kathy Crumpt. Well, thank you, Jan. Yes, all very interesting, all this stuff that's going on. Yes, thing is, what other choice has America got? If they stick with Biden, they're dead in the water. Alison Hammond, my only concern with Trump, Jan, is he's very close to Netanyahu, so we'll turn a bigger blind eye to the horrors in Gaza, but he can't be worse than the Dems. Yes, good point, Alison. Good point. Brian W., you could be right. There are layers of deceit and it's difficult to know who to support. However, the West's democracy is at stake and a Trump USA might just save us. Indeed, Catherine Franklin, at least the Gaza conflict wasn't fueled again when Trump was in, though. You never know, this may all be a ploy to get Trump back in. Surely not. With a little, oh, very smart. You see, I love you clever people, seeing things, little, machinations. Alison Hammond, Tim reminded me a bit of Tobes, sorry to say. Yes, he's very much a Tobes. He's very much a sort of, very interesting how these very intelligent, nice people, I hate the word nice, intelligent, affable is a better word, how you just think, surely you must see what we see. I mean, the patterns that have developed. Wendy M. Yes, I agree. His arse must be painful with the splinters from sitting on that fence. So true, Wendy. Brian W. I'm afraid he's a twat in the worst sense of the word. Is that Tobes or Tim Scott? Alison Hammond. Didn't agree with Hayden or your other guest on Trump. DeSantis defo captured. Don't think Trump is the total answer, but you know by how much squealing the media are doing, he's better than most. Yeah, Alison, I totally agree. Trump would never be my first choice ever as any kind of rule, because he's just a bungling. I don't know. You just think, God, but then, a broken clock is right twice a day. And that's kind of how I see him. Leslie, where I work, we were made to wear those blue masks for 2.5 years. Even after the local hospital staff stopped having to wear them, they were constantly under chins or around wrists. I'm still furious about it. Don't blame you, Leslie. What an app. Oh, they're fucking round the wrists or on the elbow. Like it was some kind of fashion statement. Piss off. Catherine Franklin, your interview with Tim Scott was ace. You asked all the right questions. He didn't want to mention jabs, so blamed excess deaths on lockdowns. The more people like that on who are put in a sticky situation, the better. Another fab show. Thank you very much, Catherine. Yes, I thought I gave as good as I got. I mean, without it turning into a complete standoff with somebody. When you sort of, because I've only met him once at the Assange, when I talked to him outside the Royal Courts of Justice when we were doing those shows. So, it's difficult to get to gauge the kind of, how hard can I go in? I mean, with Lembit Opik, I didn't hold back at all about questioning him on Anne Widdecombe. Right, next. Is there a doctor in the house? TNT, Dr. Melissa McCann, beauty, truth and goodness. Wow. Jan Newell, thank you for reading out my comment from the live chat on TNT this morning, Abby. I was really incensed by listening to Dr. Melissa McCann when she said that she did at 180, but not until the end of 2021. What happened to do no harm? Surely as a doctor, she must have been aware of the damage from the jabs before then. As someone else on the live chat said, I would not want to take medical advice from her. Good point, Jan. Very good. I mean, I sat there and just got more, as I've said in the previous pod, another pod, it was surreal. It was like, good grief. Wendy M, it beggars belief, doesn't it, that we all had worked Right. It begs belief, doesn't it, that we all had worked it out, but a doctor hadn't. As you said, trust can never be regained. How could we ever trust a doctor that behaved so unethically? Yeah, it was interesting. I was looking at her sort of thinking, crikey, really? It took you that long? But anyway, Nick Oroz, hello. Brilliant question. And a part of me was incensed too, but paradoxically, another part of me was happy that she saw the light for whatever the reason. I don't want to have a sense of superiority and say, nah, 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 nah to these people. I'd rather rejoice for every sinner who repents. I'm incensed at the whole medical establishment who hypnotized doctors like her, who were trained their entire professional lives to trust in that establishment. I was incensed when I got a cold or flu or COVID or whatever it was and demanded a prescription of ivermectin from my GP to be told that he was not allowed to prescribe it. Not allowed, for goodness sake. I offered to send him a research paper and he told me it would make no difference. These doctors were robots with no autonomy. Finally, I said to him, let me get this straight. The protocol is I stay home with what I am told is a very dangerous virus that I have a 99.9% chance of surviving from, perhaps higher since I'm well below 80 and have no underlying medical issues. But if I do get worse, I'll be taken to hospital. Yes, and that comment goes on. Absolutely, totally correct. Thank you, Nick. Always great. Excess Deaths AU incandescent. I know that that interview with her really, really sparked some, well, justified fury. And honestly, trust me, I was. That's why I, towards the end, I got in my Nuremberg code, because I want people like her who are doing stuff now with class actions or whatever to really understand, and the likes of Widdicombe, that they can't dispute the fact that the tenets of a moral code have been violated. Never mind what's in the fucking vaccines. Jesus. Jan Newell, I agree with you, Nicholas. It is not just doctors that I criticise, but our government, Big Pharma, and the evil, power-hungry globalists. I now bypass my GP surgery and use a private doctor who is awake. This doctor told me that he has to dismiss everything he was taught at medical school and retrain himself. Unfortunately, he has come to the attention of GMC, who want to take away his license to practice. Yeah, I'm avoiding all NHS doctors, and I have to say, even private ones, even that's. I'm kind of thinking to myself, right? Unless it's if it's really urgent, I've urgent care centre or. Well, maybe A&E at an absolute, you know, push. But, yeah, we're in a kind of precarious position. Nick says, or Roger says, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone. Indeed. Trudy, great question, Jan. Random free human. Yes, great comment, Jan. Yes, and Jan does make a good point when someone says it's an odd one, you know, random free human says, because we want people to wake up to what went on, but when they do, we give them a hard time and they are left being slagged off by both sides. And Jan says, I take your point, but if you notice, doctors like Melissa McCann never say sorry. They just say they have done a 180 as if that makes the harm they have done okay. 100%, Jan, couldn't agree with you more. It's really weird. It's like, just say... mea culpa. Just say, I can't believe what I've been part of. And you're absolutely right, Jan. You've honed in exactly on what I've been saying, which is there's a strange lack of self-awareness, shall we say, or possibly deliberately. Excess Deaths AU. An Australian doctor injected thousands of people and sued Pharma as if that would somehow absolve him of his lack of due diligence. The worst part about it, people in the freedom movement are applauding him and were surprised when the case was thrown out on account of no standing. He should be on his knees begging for forgiveness from the people he killed and maimed. Suing does not take away guilt, but that is exactly what these people are trying to do. Imagine being them. I could not live with myself. These doctors will not be spared if justice rides into town. Yeah, very good point, and I've put underneath it, I concur 100%. I have to be honest, I found the chat with the doctor yesterday quite uncomfortable. It's like a lot of them who are doing something now can't grasp how they failed in their duty during the first 2 years or more. I'm glad I read Jan Newell's comment out and pressed the Nuremberg code violation home. It's a fucking rollercoaster doing this show. It really is. Yes. Good grief. I'm going to scroll through. Sorry if I'm missing some of these comments. Do, by all means, do read people's comments on here under this thing, because it's very interesting. Okay, so I'm going to go to Leslie. Says, I thought you conducted the interview very well. Abby, you were well-informed and professional throughout. You're smashing this TNT broadcasting. Oh, and I actually have replied. Thank you, Leslie. That's very much appreciated. Bless you, Leslie. That's really nice. Debbie Blake says, my husband is ill at the moment. Oh, bless you. I hope that he's on the mend, Debbie. Let us know. And Jan has supplied you with Dr. Cartland's details. Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. So let's go to Meaningful Wednesday. Yes. I think somewhere. Bloody hell. Where the bloody hell is it gone? Oh, here it is. Right. Let's have a little looky-looky. For some reason, I can't... It's not bloody going on there. Oh, yes, it is. Meaningful Wednesday. Sorry, my finger was tapping on the wrong bit. Oh, matron. Woodrow Wednesday, BGT, Trans World and Kegworth. First up, oh, there's a ticket for you, Lisa, if you're up for it. That was when I was giving away tickets, not giving away, you know, saying first come, first served. Jules got in there. And Lisa, like I said, there's one for you as well. And Jules got one. I think Jules has also booked a room, which is great, her and Deck. Trudy, great TNT show today. I really enjoyed it. As for our June, she probably only supported you as she saw others doing it. She does love her clicks and likes, does our June. She can fuck off as far as I'm concerned. She used lockdown suicides years too late for clicks and likes. She's a twat and can do one. Love you, June, from Tracy. Anywho, let Lisa have the ticket. She deserves them. June, get to fuck. Oh, Trudy, please don't sit on the fence. Just tell us what you feel. And I have done two laughy emojis. Where Trudy says, when I challenged her about the lockdown suicides and how she ignored them before, stupid bag blocked me, tells me all I need to know about a person. Yes, and Janiel says 100%. The Jules. June's probably still spying on the podcast and comments. Trudy, no fucks given. She's probably too busy browsing her damn art catalogue. Oh, my word. Yes. Shouty mum, savage and simultaneously hilarious. Yeah, it's all true. And I did read out, didn't I, what I'd said to her, which is basically... Yes, taking the piss doesn't mean I dislike somebody. I mean, if she's seen it, she hasn't responded. But I mean, fuck it. I'm not going to, you know, I've said my bit, but what I don't like is when people put on Twitter, oh, well, actually, this has happened because this person's done this. And it's like, oh, fucking, Jesus, grow up. Right. Shouty mum, sorry about your tortoise, Johnny Woodrow. I hope the daughter's toe heals quickly. Joey Barton, that's a curveball. Can you please ask him why Jeremy Vine, my least favourite Jeremy, didn't go after him for his bike nonce takedown on Twitter? Why has Joey only started piping up now about the COVID scam? Yes, and sorry, I didn't read that. Well, I had so many bloody bits of stuff to read out and questions. Sorry, that I should have put that on my bloody list. But I will next time he's on. We didn't really go down the COVID thing. It was more about football and woke stuff and women playing football and all that kind of business. And he was a bit late, like I said, a bit late on. And it was just a bit, it was like, ooh, roller coaster ride on a Friday. But good questions, very good questions. And I will say to him, come on, Joey, what's the fucking problem, mate? Where were you? Sorry, Mary. Ian Owen, a suggestion for a new podcast. Abby and June has a certain ring to it. Or maybe brand it London and Lancashire Calling. Fucking hell. I don't think Trudy will be tuning into that one. And I will. Don't think I'll be doing that either. Can you imagine? Like Terry and June, Abby and June. Oh, why do you write to your MP? You're worried about global tyranny? Just put pen to paper, love. Jan Newell, I love art, but not modern art. I'm a pre-Raphaelite fan. Great TNT show with Johnny Woodrow. I find him calming for some reason. Very calming. Calms me down. Jesus, I need it. June Slater, regardless of the fact that June blocked me, I find her very irritating. June is happy to dish the dirt, but cannot take any criticism. Yes. Marie-Liz Burrell, this whole trans thing worries me greatly. Has anybody seen that cretin India Willoughby has been to the police to complain about J.K. Rowling, calling him a bloke? Utter clown world we are now living in. Yes. Paul Black was listening to a Substack lawyer's a Substack thing. Yeah, do read it, Abby and family. Profound and apposite. So that's So lawyer Lisa, today's musings. And that's under Marx the Seventh, by the way. If you want to go down and have a look in the comments. Catherine, not Carolyn. Nigel Watson, English economist who lives in Finland, has just done a great YouTube video on natural law and how immoral so many people were over the last 4 years. Nigel would be a great guest on your TNT show too. Thank you, Nigel Watson. I've made a note. Thank you very much. Paul Black says, P.S. June up her own arse. Reached out and shared important stuff these last 4 years, but she is far too busy saving and advocating for favoured individuals to read and act on such stuff. Controlled opposition, maybe, or just one of those people. Generally a force for good, like Neil Oliver, but less articulate. Yes, I mean, you're not wrong, you people. You're very good at, you know, getting to the nub of the matter. Leslie, trans kids are big pharma customers for the rest of their lives once signed up. Always a side hustle. Good points. Very good points. Louise Chapman, acerbic or us. Oh, yes, I used the word acerbic, didn't I? And then I concur. A little smiley face and dancing and TNT. Louise Chapman says, old art doesn't hurt your eyes. She also says, collectivism is very dangerous. The good, the beautiful and true is how we win. And then Wordsworth, daffodils, and nature is our healer. Yes, indeed. Right. Let me just go to Hearts and Minds, which is yesterday's. I hope I haven't missed any out. I don't think I have. So Tom Stade, Lembit, India, Apple and Lisa. Jan Newell. Tom Stade sounded a little bit like President Trump. I expected Tom to suddenly go back to his normal voice, but it was his normal voice. Trudy, I said to Jules earlier that I thought it was Mr. Jules at first. Then the Jules, I thought the same. Oh, someone's trying to bloody ring me, and I'm not going to answer because I'm in the middle of doing a pod. Heather. Hello, Abby. What you have achieved today, wow. Not listened to this morning's TNT yet, but we'll catch up. Then your meetings with Lisa and Richard, so utterly moving. His sheer lack of expectation of humanity so that when he met this in you, it was the world to him. You honestly do such a service, ministry. If you return and give him the vase, maybe make a mention that he could look into detoxing. Probably barely possible for a normie to find a good detox protocol nowadays, but it may give him further hope and help. Bless him. I wept as I listened, Abby, and you were a true warrior. Oh, thank you, Heather. Honest to God, I was, thank you. That's very kind of you. I was well, as you could hear in my, I can't hear those kind of stories or hear someone saying that without feeling immensely sad. Yeah. And obviously angry at the people who've fucking done it. Right. Catherine, oh my God, funniest impressions ever. Please, please give me more George Zippy and Bungle. Oh.
Yes, Georgie. Yes. No, George. Stop it, George. Yes. No, I don't want to say that.
And then Bungle, hello, I'm Bungle. Camp was a fucking row of tents. And I'm very annoying. I hope that's okay. Mary, oh, Abby, we'll need to give you Scouse lessons. I know, right? I'm trying my fucking best. They do that though, don't they? That's the phrase I wanted Joey to say to me. But he said something else like, how are you? And I was like, how are you? And then he said, you've gone up, you're up several octaves too high. Because I'm like, how are you? Anyway, I will work on it. I'll work on it. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Right. Jan Newell. Comedy should never be censored. I do not find Scotsy funny, but I wouldn't want him censored. Scotsy, that's Scott Capurro. I'm guessing. Angela, hear the emotion in your voice when speaking about Richard. It's heartbreaking. So much damage done to so many known and yet to come. Believe you are guided to these people and them to find you. You validate what they suspect in their hearts. Keep sharing information and your light, as hard as it may be at times. Blessings to you, Abby. Thank you, Angela. Shouty Mum, as I haven't watched daytime TV for the last 4 years, I'm going to confess to something which will make me sound like a total idiot. I had no idea who India Willoughby was. I thought she was Holly's sister. That did make me laugh. But why would you know who she is? I really believe that people like Richard and Lisa are drawn to us like magnets. I don't like hearing you upset, but it happens to empaths. So nice of you to reassure him like that. Just going to catch up on Tom and wind back YouTube to listen to Barton. Very behind as always. Don't worry about it, my love. Eilis and Claire, great episode, Abby. Those walks around London of yours mean the rest of us didn't need risk cons, ULEZ, crap, etc. Yes. And that is the end. Because, yes, I can see the time ticking along. Right, so I will be back on Monday with the pod. It may, I'm not quite sure what time it's going to be. And hopefully there'll be some kind of decision will be made about the TNT show. But don't worry, I'll keep you posted. It's all good. It's just lots of stuff being juggled, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, my darlings, have a brilliant weekend. I'll see you come hell or high water Monday. God bless you all. Thank you for your lovely comments. And here comes the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.